inflicted shotgun blast to the head. Police found what is said to be a suicide note at the scene, but have not yet divulged its contents. Cobain, who was 27, had reportedly been missing for about 6 days, according to his mother.
And he had been dead for three prior, so he died on the 5th of April. Godzilla vs. Kong, still number one at the box office, and Disney will release Toy Story 5 on June 19th, 2026. So you have over 2 years to prepare.
Get ready. We remember where you heard it first, folks.
Did you see the finale of Curb Your Enthusiasm? I watched the last night.
No, I did not. I'll be watching that today.
Guess what? We pretty much predicted what's going to happen.
Okay, that's what I figured. But no, I did not.
I got to say this. There's some moments of amusement, but that show has not aged well. And Larry David jumped the shark this season. He was just a little bit over the top. Pat Sajak's last episode of Wheel will be Friday, June 7th. That'll be the next biggest event after the eclipse.
Bigger than the eclipse, I would say.
Well, probably, because that's forever. There'll always be another eclipse somewhere. Caitlin Clark, all the excitement over her in the NCAA final, but they lost to Carolina.
Yep.
And I'm not going to revisit. I'm going to set the eclipse movies. And The Rock I can talk about on Happy Hour. Now, ladies and gentlemen, at 2 minutes after 7 o'clock on this Eclipse Monday, here's Jay.
Yes, it's me. Where am I? Here is what I'm looking for. Sorry, I was trying to find my heirloom jewelers here. One-of-a-kind jewelry store here in Montgomery that has been here since 1977. Stores don't stick around since 77 unless, you know, they're doing things right, not only by the customer, but also by the prices. And that's what they do at Heirloom Jewelers. Troop Booth is running the place, and he is the guy that you're going to talk to anytime you call their number at 260-0066. Anytime you text that number, you'll be talking to Troop. Anytime you contact them through the website, the Facebook, Instagram, anything like that, you're going to be talking to the owner, the guy that makes the decisions. Troop Booth is who you'll be talking to. They're open Tuesday through Friday, 10 to 4, Saturday, 10 to 2, but it is by appointment only. You have to make an appointment in order to get there to the store. But talk to Troop on the phone. Look at the inventory by going to their Facebook page or Instagram page or their website at heirloomjewelers.com and see what you, see anything you might be interested in. Talk to Troop about it. Maybe you've got some jewelry that you want to sell or you want Troop to look at to give you a price on. Again, he is more than happy to talk to you about these pieces, not only that he's selling, but pieces that you may be looking to sell or just get, a price on, something that you may not know what you have on hand. Call Troop, talk to him about it, 260-0066, and online at heirloomjewelers.com.
All right, coming up later today, a man claims a hotel staff uses toothbrush to clean the bathroom.
Boo.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Yeah, this could be a big deal. Random facts next hour.
Then you throw it away.
Followed by a $20 food outlet pop quiz question right now. Traffic and a fresh edition of SRN News just moments off.
Well, we got no real problems anywhere this morning except traffic is building. We've got a good bit now out of Prattville. Millbrook headed into Montgomery on I-65 southbound. 31 out of Prattville into Montgomery and 231 out of Wetumpka building, but no major problems. Buckle up, drive carefully. We'll keep you updated on traffic. Invisible Fence has Boundary Plus technology, giving your pet more play area right up to the boundary. No confusion, no lockouts, no stress. Call Vicky at Invisible Fence, 265-2585. Wendell J. Montgomery, Skywatch Traffic.
The Tierce family has been your local Roto-Rooter service since 1964. Drain cleaning, plumbing repair, and those troublesome septic tanks, no problem. Technology has changed a bit in the last 54 years. Video inspections of lines to locate problems is available, as well as scheduling your appointment online. River Region residents have trusted Roto-Rooter for over half a century. You can too. Call today at 272-7130 or visit online at rotorooteralabama.com.
Call Roto-Rooter, that's the name.
And we go troubles down the drain.
Roto-Rooter.
When you hear people talking about a Krispy Kreme, they're usually referring to the original glazed, made from a recipe dating back to the 1930s. If you haven't had a warm, original glazed donut, you need to try one pronto. Just look for the hot light on at the Krispy Kreme on the Atlanta Highway.
I'm Cam Marston. My radio show and podcast called What's Working with Cam Marston focuses on the workplace, workforce, and marketplace trends shaping Alabama business. My guests tell their stories and discuss their business expertise in such a way that you and I can learn from them and apply it to our own world. Listen to What's Working with Cam Marston each Saturday at noon right here on News Talk 93.1.
Today, the moon will block the sun during a total solar eclipse, casting a shadow across much of the United States. But here are some folks who are throwing shade every single day.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Coosada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. A drone attack targeting Europe's largest nuclear power plant is raising fears of a potential major nuclear accident at some point. The head of the UN's nuclear watchdog agency condemns a strike on Ukraine's Zaporizhzhia nuclear plant. After spending a lot of time and in some cases a lot of money to get a good viewing spot for today's solar eclipse, some of those who flocked to Texas could be somewhat disappointed by light cloud cover. While insisting that the war is far from over, Israel's military is withdrawing most of its troops from the southern Gaza city of Khan Yunis, those troops now regrouping for future military operations. And former President Trump to issue a statement today regarding the issue of abortion. On Wall Street this morning, the Dow futures are now up 16 points, NASDAQ futures ahead 14 points. More details at srnnews.com.
You know, these days, so refreshing to get some good news about how to pay for health care, especially if you're 65 or older. You know just how brutal costs can be. Well, MediShare now has a new option for you. It's called MediShare 65 Plus. And MediShare is a community of Christians who share each other's healthcare bills. And it really is a community, too. People encourage and pray for each other. If you've got Medicare Parts A and B, MediShare 65 Plus fills in those gaps where Medicare stops. It's a great way to fight inflation, too, because it starts at only $99 a month for up to 10 years. And it's easy. You can use any Medicare-approved doctor or get 24/7 telehealth access, prescription savings, dental and vision savings. Just very worth looking into. MediShare 65 Plus is taking applications now. And if you call with the promo code SHARE before April 30th, your second month will be free. Call 833-SHARE-55. That's 833-SHARE-55. 833-SHARE-55.
Planned a trip to go to Dallas to watch the big eclipse show. My special glasses are packed and a bottle of wine to really make it glow. But there's one thing that I might not see, 'cause what the weatherman's now telling me, come Monday, it may be out of sight. 'Cause Monday, stormy weather may rise. I spent $800 on a room and that sucks. And now the minibar's looking real fine.
All right, that's been a topic for about a week now. Forecasters looking out in front of today, wondering if the eclipse will be... I mean, it's going to get dark where it's supposed to get totally dark.
I just saw a live shot from Alex, on the Weather Channel from Dallas, where they're not real optimistic. The guy who shot that live shot for the Weather Channel happens to be a friend of mine who shoots a lot of stuff for the Weather Channel. In fact, was with Bettis at El Reno when the truck flipped seven times.
Wow.
He broke his neck.
Wow.
His name is Austin Anderson. Pretty interesting story that he tells about that. Bettis, when he re-signed his contract, signed for less and said, I'll never, don't ever send me.
Now you got lucky once.
Yeah.
And I've seen the video from inside that truck rolling over.
Yeah.
How many? Four times?
Multiple times. My buddy Austin, who's working today for the Weather Channel, shooting the eclipse, was in that truck.
In case you missed it earlier, this is Dallas's second turn to have totality. The last time in 1979, it's kind of funky to go back and listen to a TV newscaster from 1979 tell them when the next one will be.
You missed today's eclipse, you'll have another chance in the year 2024. That's the year that Texas will see a total solar eclipse. This is Pat Couch, the Texas News.
How do you miss a total solar eclipse, though? Unless you slept through it, I guess. But what about our viewing today at that convenient time of 7-Eleven?
Weather is brought to you by the Johnny Adams Law Firm.
I'm Johnny Adams, your Alabama personal injury attorney with the Johnny Adams Law Firm. Stay weather alert all day long with the Rich Thomas Weather Network.
So we're going to be in and out of the clouds today. I'm calling it a sun and cloud mix. Actually, our scenario is a lot better than other towns. Well, I mentioned Dallas is not a good place, and a lot of people in Texas are going to be disappointed today. In Cleveland, like, there's a 50-50 chance. Officially, if you want to look at numbers, 41% chance of cloud cover here at peak eclipse time at 159. We're expecting 86% coverage as far as the eclipse goes, which is pretty good. Almost all of the country will see at least a partial eclipse today. High temperature up to about 84. Dry for the evening hours tonight. Spotty storms overnight. Low 61. Tomorrow, widely scattered showers. Perhaps a small chance. High 79. Wednesday and Wednesday night is the big event. Widespread rain and thunderstorms. Locally heavy rainfall today. On Wednesday and Wednesday night. Level 2 severe weather risk with all modes of severe weather. Upper 70s. And leftover showers first half of the day Thursday before it turns nice on Friday. I mentioned I was at a hurricane conference. The National Tropical Weather Conference, where the folks from CSU, Colorado State University, right, who've been forecasting the weather since, 41 years, since Dr. Gray. You remember Dr. Bill Gray?
We used to look for it in South Florida. We looked forward to see what he had to say.
Yeah, in a landlocked state. But this is their biggest numbers ever as far as their forecast. And by the way, I'm surprised the numbers weren't even more robust. And they also... they also rate which part of the coastlines are more vulnerable. And unfortunately, Alabama is one of the most vulnerable spots in this forecast.
No one hear that.
So that's not good to hear. So you're probably wondering what the current temperature is right now. He's pushing buttons, and he's coming up with 53 right now, partly cloudy at 713.
I believe it'll be 20 years since Ivan this year.
Yeah, sure was. 2004.
When I first moved here, I spent a weekend with Bob down at his place, and he took me on a, grabbed his big-ass truck, took us on a tour of some of the places that were still either flattened, hollowed out, you know, just totally honeycombed, or some that were still, they hadn't torn them down yet, but the structure was leaning in the direction of the wind. I mean, very, very... frightening.
I just mentioned that videographer, Austin. I said, which hurricane, you've covered all of them, which one was most impressed you? He said Ivan.
Not surprised. It was five, right?
It was category five more than once in its history, including the lowest latitude category five ever. It broke all kinds of records.
This is a climate crisis, everybody.
Thank you once again for voting ASE the best credit union and best mortgage company in Central Alabama's Reader's Choice Awards. We're honored to serve our members for 69 years and counting.
ASE Credit Union, your life, your goals, your ASE.
On April 8th, park your ride, protect your eyes, and look at the sky.
This one is being referred to as the Great American Eclipse.
Yes, I'm being followed by a
shadow will leave 32 million Americans in 15 states briefly in the dark.
And the shadow is only about 100 miles wide. So you have to be in a specific place on the Earth to witness the solar eclipse.
This truly is the Great American Eclipse. It's going to be wonderful, and I'm going to take every second of my 2 minutes and enjoy. It's a big, big deal.
I'm being followed by a moon.
Just puts you in awe.
Yeah. I mean, nature, God, they have a way of doing that, don't they? Very humbling. Let's talk about Food Outlet because we have random facts coming up. Following that, we do a $20 Food Outlet pop quiz question. And I was back visiting the gang on Coliseum Boulevard yesterday. In fact, I spent more time chatting it up with my friends there than I did actually shopping because they're very friendly people. And in addition to cost plus 10% pricing that saves you on whatever you're buying, any type of grocery, fresh fruit, vegetable, meat, frozen foods, and household goods too, they have additional specials each week to save you even more. In fact, I picked up a box of the Keebler Club crackers yesterday for $3.59 and also picked up the sirloin tip roast, $4.46 for a pound. And you compare that to what you're paying in other places, and this was one incredible, you know, there's nothing better than a perfectly cut steak or steak cut of meat wrapped up beautifully, and I'd say probably get 4 or 5 meals out of that. Quarterline pork chops for $1.67 a pound. Coke products, this is the best deal in town. I stocked up on those. $3.33 for the six-pack of half-liter bottles. Absolutely, ounce for ounce, the best price in town. $3.33. Kaneka smoked sausage, $4.94 for the one-pound package. And Jif peanut butter, in case you're planning a peanut butter picnic, $2.44 for the 16-ounce jar. Pop-Tarts are on sale at $3.93 and Eggo waffles or pancakes frozen, $2.99. And there are more, including Folgers Coffee at $8.62 for the large red can, all blends. Food Outlet with three locations, Highway 14 in Millbrook, Food Outlet on Coliseum Boulevard in Montgomery, where I was yesterday morning, bright and early, and on Main Street in Prattville, just west of Highway 31. 17 minutes after 7 o'clock. Part one of Random Facts is next. First, your local news with Scott.
News is brought to you by Jack Ingram Nissan. Shop now at jackingramnissan.com.
From the Blue Water Broadcasting News Center, these are today's top stories. Thousands of fans turned out to greet the Alabama men's basketball team and coach Nate Oates at Tuscaloosa Airport Sunday afternoon. Bama made the Final Four for the first time in program history, but lost to the defending national champion top-seeded UConn Huskies Saturday night in Phoenix. A Montgomery County Sheriff's deputy who was injured in a single vehicle accident last week has died. 21-year-old Jermias Young passed away over the weekend at UAB Hospital in Birmingham. Funeral arrangements for Deputy Young will be announced at a later date. A rare solar eclipse will be occurring today. Alabama won't get to experience a total eclipse like some parts of the country, but portions of the state could see nearly 90% of the sun obscured. Today's solar eclipse will begin at 12:33 p.m., end at 3:20 with a peak at 1:59 p.m. From the Blue Water Broadcasting News Center, I'm Sky Mosley.
In the market for a used car? Visit jackingram.com to view our selection of luxury, domestic, and imported vehicles. With 8 locations and online at jackingram.com, Jack Ingram Motors is sure to have the perfect car for you.
Here are a few more tips for viewing the eclipse. An eclipse of this magnitude won't happen in the United States again for 20 years. So by all means, only look at it through your smartphone. Here's another tip. Although not as impressive, your uncle with the mullet will also be holding viewings of his Mitsubishi Eclipse. Or, try this. If you miss the path of totality, don't worry. A band with the same name is playing at Coachella on Friday. And the eclipse can cause uncharacteristic behavior in pets. Don't be surprised if your dog howls. Or if your cat shows affection. Good luck watching the eclipse and try not to go blind.
I'm with Miss Dot at the Eastbrook Flea Market and Antique Mall. Dot, spring is already here.
Oh, I'm so glad too. I'm tired of being cold. With spring, we're starting to bring out the wicker furniture. We are getting in the iron outdoor furniture and just a lot of things that's just going to brighten your day.
Now, if somebody needs some furniture for their home, you have a good selection, don't you?
If there's any furniture that you can't find anywhere else, come to Eastbrook because we have a wonderful selection of solid, good, heavy furniture at excellent prices. Actually, better than you're going to find anywhere else. Just come see us and walk around all three floors and let's help you out to fill up those living rooms and dining rooms and bedrooms, but we've got it all.
Do you have any booth space available at this time?
I have booth space available. So come see us.
All right, give us those hours of operation.
Monday through Friday is 10 until 6. Saturday is 9 until 6. And Sunday, 12:30 to 4:30.
Eastbrook Flea Market and Antique Mall, 425 Coliseum Boulevard.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
The internet is down!
All the headlines the mainstream media won't touch. Your News Talk Station. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
And now, a star is born. On April 8th, 1836, the world welcomed little baby Milton Bradley. The future board game pioneer must have been inspired from the moment of his birth.
Welcome to the game of life.
Milton Bradley, a star is born.
And now, hi, I'm Bradley. Here's the man with a monopoly on random
facts. Bradley, monopoly, game boards.
Yeah. See, that's a game company, yeah.
Milton Bradley. What was the other guy? Parker Brothers. That was the other one, yeah. Right?
Yep.
Those were the two game companies. Milton Bradley and Parker Brothers. Did you know, speaking of games, we'll talk about an arcade game. In South Korea, there is an arcade game called Bunga Bunga. The object of Bunga Bunga is to score points by spanking.
I'm in.
There is a padded butt.
Yeah.
On the arcade cabinet itself.
That's why that show is so popular on Saturday, Rich. This is what they talk about. Padded butts and games.
You had me at spanking.
Yeah, there's a human posterior embedded in the game's cabinet, and then you know the ones, you remember the ones that measure your punch where you punch the bag?
Yeah.
And it gives you a score. It's a lot of the same. You're just hitting a rear end, giving it a nice spank.
Yeah, but the only problem is the line for this game.
For players who perform exceptionally well, the machine will dispense a small plastic trophy in the shape of a pile of poop.
Well, I'm certainly going to go all out for that.
I don't believe there are any here, and then there may be somebody's got one here in the States. I don't know, but it's a South Korean arcade game, so I have never witnessed any like that. Did you know, before the 1872 photo series that was titled Horse in Motion, no one knew how horses moved their legs in a gallop. It was too fast for them to figure out how that worked. Before then, horses were frequently painted with their legs stretched out at both ends, which is not in any way a part of any horse gait, where both all four legs are stretched out.
Right.
Outside of, you know, jumping off of something, but yeah, that's it. It wasn't until we had a video or that picture series where you could see in slow motion how the legs of a horse move. Did you know, in 2001, an Australian hacker used a laptop and a radio transmitter. He took control of a local sewage system in Queensland and sent municipal sewage into parks, rivers, and public lands.
Where did this happen?
Australia. Queensland. Australia. He did this out of revenge against the department that had opposed his hiring request. So if you don't hire me, then I'll just...
I'll send you a lot of crap.
Became a Batman villain. I'm going to put sewage into the stuff. Whatever. Did you know the longest commercial nonstop flight is from where to where, do you think?
Oh, where to where?
Okay.
Longest commercial nonstop flight.
It's from the UK to Australia.
You do cross an ocean.
Yeah. Oh, well, of course you do.
Yeah, you do cross an ocean.
Yeah.
Is Australia, New Zealand involved in this answer?
Actually, it's not.
Well,
because I don't know that there is a nonstop flight.
This is a commercial flight.
It is a commercial. Longest commercial nonstop flight.
I've seen several of these on YouTube.
I think there's one that's like 14 and some hours.
Well, yeah. This is 18 and a half.
18 and a half? Wow.
It is 9,580 miles, 18 and a half hours. It is
okay.
From Yeah.
Is it Singapore?
It is from Singapore to New York City.
New York City?
Singapore to New York City. You had the you had the destination or the whatever it was. You had one of them. It takes you 18 and a half hours.
But they just serve snacks in first class.
They only give you a meal if you're flying 19 hours or longer.
That's right.
I have no idea, but I've heard for, obviously, domestic flights, first class is, you know, is the way to go. But on international flights, it is business class that is the way you want to fly.
And the number one is Singapore Airlines as far as luxury.
Oh, really? Okay. Yeah. I didn't know. Interesting. Did you know? Do you know who John Morales is, was, I suppose?
I believe he was a third baseman.
I know a John Morales who's a meteorologist.
Okay. This is not a meteorologist or a third baseman. He was an actor. He played, and I guess he did the voice of McGruff the Crime Dog.
McGruff
the Crime Dog. However, the actor playing McGruff the Crime Dog was caught doing crimes. He was sentenced to 16 years in prison, stemming from a 2011 arrest in which police seized 1,000 marijuana plants, 27 weapons, including a grenade launcher, and 9,000 rounds of ammunition from his home.
Now I know why we haven't seen McGruff the Crime Dog on TV lately.
He's
in jail.
Serving with Jared somewhere.
Did you know coriander and cilantro?
Coriander and cilantro. That was one of the great duets they used to have on the Sandler and Young show.
Coriander.
It's part of a mixed drink.
Yeah.
Cilantro.
Coriander and cilantro are the same thing.
Curry.
I'm thinking of colander, the thing with the holes.
Colander?
Colander. Well, I mean...
A colander? Did you call it a colander?
I did not. Go back and check the tape. I did not.
It's okay. You have one of the colander. Coming up on Random Facts, we're going to tell you about the film The Abyss from 1989. James Cameron film.
I'm into it.
I remember that.
Great film. Great
There's
movie.
A scene in there where Jacqueline Bisset is confronting some guy, and she wants to know if he wants to see her tickets.
Oh.
And I think she does. But we don't see it in the drive-thru.
Drive-in.
Sorry.
So we'll talk about the movie Abyss from 1989. I'll give you a random fact about that. I'll give you another random fact about the film Night Shift from 1982.
Oh, one of my favorites. I can quote every line.
Yeah.
Every line.
We will also tell you about the invention of the home security system.
Okay.
We have a random fact about scallops.
And those.
We have a space random fact, specifically a cosmonaut random fact for you, coming up on Random Facts.
All right. Let's talk about Adams Drugs, local company, 62 years and going strong and getting stronger because people are finally giving up the notion that somehow they're going to get better service from a national chain. You're not. What they have in stock at all 12 Adams Drugs locations is something they don't, and that's time. Because they're overstaffed, at least to the extent that you'll never have to endure long waits, being the fifth car in the drive-thru, or get the eye roll from a counter person because you asked for help looking for an over-the-counter solution or had questions. The pharmacists are happy to come out and talk to you. It's important stuff. It's the medication you're taking. What can you take it with? Should you eat food prior to taking it? All of these things can make a big difference in the effectiveness of the medication and the way you react. So they take your health seriously. The miracle is that they've been able to staff 12 locations with the type of people that were just born good at customer service, who now treat others properly and make your shopping experience at Adams Drugs as pleasant as possible. Nice gift shops, too. And don't forget the butt paste made by Adams Drugs to cure the rage of diaper rash. It is good for skin when it's dry. If you've had ant bites, things like that, just apply a cool smear of butt paste and you'll notice instant healing. It's that good. In fact, they make it at my location on Copperfield. I've been a customer for over 11 years now. Go to adamsdrugs.net to find the one nearest you. 4F Health Clinics, including the one up the street from us here at Perry Hill and Carmichael Road. Adams Drugs. At 7:30, here's Skip.
We are still looking good this morning, but we're getting busy now. We've got a lot of folks headed into Montgomery for the workday. And that means I-65 and 85 already very busy through downtown. We're beginning to see a lot of folks on the boulevards this morning and coming out of Wetumpka on Highway 231. Troy Highway is also busy. Keep it here. We'll keep you updated if any accidents head your way. When you need the best equipment, Thompson Tractor has everything from compact construction to heavy-duty machines. With over 65 years of service, Thompson Tractor's on Highway 80 off I-85. Wendell J. Montgomery, Skywatch Traffic.
It's a fact. Guys hate going to the doctor. But when it comes to erectile dysfunction and low testosterone issues, men from all over Montgomery have been thrilled seeing the providers at Montgomery Men's Health. Men all the way up to 95 years old have jump-started their sex drive and energy levels. Lots of men suffer with ED for years, but now they're able to enjoy sex again. Tom from Montgomery said, "Montgomery Men's Health has changed my life. I have been able to be intimate with my wife for the first time in 5 years. She thought this problem was because of her, but the pills never worked for me. I had given up until I went to the clinic and realized there were more options for erectile dysfunction. Now I'm happy and my wife is happy. A visit for only $99. And that includes all testing, including a PSA and testosterone test. Give the guys at the clinic a call at 334-440-3663. That's 334-440-3663. Or go to MontgomeryMen'sHealth.com.
Are you tired of the mainstream media's biased reporting? Do you want to stay informed on the news that really matters to you? Look no further than 1819 News. At 1819 News, we bring you the latest in Alabama news, politics, sports, culture, and more. We've assembled a team of journalists with Alabama values dedicated to the truth and the truth alone. Visit us at 1819news.com today. That's 1819news.com. Subscribe to our newsletter. Honest News, Alabama Values.
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of The Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you.
Listen to Winning Wellness every Saturday at 10 a.m.
We get Montgomery talking 24 hours a day. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
It's April 8th, the greatest day ever. On the 8th of April, 1974, Hank Aaron of the Atlanta Braves hit his 715th career home run, breaking Babe Ruth's legendary record. Aaron's record would stand for some 30 years until it was broken by human growth hormone and androstenedione. Have a great April 8th, the greatest day ever.
And now, hey, I gotta go run an errand while you're enjoying
random facts.
Eddie's talking about Hank Aaron.
Did you know? Let me tell my buddy Matt here. He asks, is that a random fact about Yuri Gagarin? When I get to the cosmonaut thing, I'm going to tell him no, it is not.
I'm beginning to question the wisdom of 150 stomach crunches before showtime.
It might be something worth thinking about.
Mm-hmm. Supposed to wake you up. Exercise is supposed to wake you up, right?
Yeah.
Sure.
By the way, since my buddy Matt is listening, I need to get in touch with you later on today, Matt.
Anybody else have personal messages they want to convey to
people? Yeah, I really. It's something that came up this weekend, and I thought, I got to talk to Matt. I ran into him at the air show, by the way. Did you know, from the film Abyss, 1989, James Cameron film there, they had this technology where you could breathe underwater with this liquid breathing thing. They explained it in the film, all the science of it and that sort of thing. However, the rats that were used in the film to show how breathing underwater worked was real. It was actually happening. Those rats were actually underwater breathing in those shots.
How realistic.
Yes. That was actually done. So, interesting to see. Michael Keaton's breakthrough film from 1982 was Night Shift.
Oh, God. He was hilarious.
That film was conceived after producers found a New York Times article about a prostitution ring that was run from a city morgue.
You're kidding. They actually was based on...
It was based, yes. It doesn't say it's based on a true story, I don't think, but yes.
If you ever have an extra hour, I will do every line from, from Night Shift.
I thought Night Shift was about a convenience store.
I don't actually know. It may be, but still, the concept is that there was a prostitution ring running from a city morgue, I guess they turned that into... What is Night Shift about?
I bet business was dead.
2 hours.
Yeah, I got you.
Henry Winkler is in it, and...
Are they running a morgue?
And from... And then, what's her name from Cheers?
Shelley Long.
Shelley Long.
Oh, okay.
And Michael Keaton. And it is hilarious.
I remember seeing Michael Keaton as Mr. Mom.
Oh, yeah. God, yeah.
That and Gung Ho, I think, was another one that he was in. I think that was
That one.
Yeah, I think that was when he was playing the, it was the car dealership. They were making a car dealership. They were making Hondas, I think? I can't remember.
I don't remember. I don't recall seeing that.
Did you know the home security system was invented in 1966 by a New York nurse named Marie Van Britten Brown? Also, her husband Albert, who was an electrician, they invented the home security system. They received their very first patent for such an invention back in 1966, the home security system. Did you know
Dog is the original home security system.
Yeah, really, it actually is. Scallops. You guys ever have scallops? I'm sure you have.
Sure.
Scallops before.
I am a scallop fiend. Tell you the two best scallops. If you're in New Orleans, you got to go to Superior Seafood.
Mm-hmm.
They are served on a bed of string beans and fingerling potatoes. It's a light meal. And then locally, the best scallops, if you like them deep fried, are with our buddy with the place on the water. Comes in every week to do a spot.
Capital Oyster Bar.
Yeah, Capital Oyster Bar. God, yeah, Lewis, forgive me. Forgive me, Lewis. It's Monday, and I did a lot of crunches this morning, and I think my brain is still...
I'm just glad you knew it was on the water, because that was the only way I was going to get to that point. Was as soon as you got there, I was like, all right.
No, I've been there a zillion times. Yeah. Although I must say, I may have to do it without the bread now.
Probably.
Scallops are the best.
Well, did you know that scallops have 200 eyes?
Is that what I'm eating?
Each of those eyes have two retinas that use curved mirrors... You know, natural mirrors in their eyes, not actual glass, that are used to focus light. But they have 200 eyes.
Maybe I can...
That's a lot of peepers looking back at you.
You know, the catfish at the Capital Oyster Bar is also excellent.
And finally, did you know...
What? We're almost done at 7:39. What are we going to do here?
We're done.
We got a Duncan and Son Predictathon coming up or something?
Yeah, I don't think so. But we're done after this one. Did you know?
Where's the jibber jabber on this show?
I don't know.
We need jibber jabber.
As the Soviet Union collapsed, a cosmonaut named Sergei Krikalev...
Yeah, we did this on the timeline the other day, yeah.
Was left stranded.
Yeah, because there was...
On board a Soviet space station.
Yeah.
And because of this, he spent 311 consecutive days in space.
Yep.
Twice as long as what was originally planned.
Now, can you imagine being that guy?
Yeah.
Your country just disintegrated, and you're wondering, okay, how the hell am I going to get home now?
Right.
Yeah, that is quite the conundrum.
Yeah, we did that on the timeline just the other day before I left.
And I don't think Russia sent anybody. I think he came back on somebody else's.
I forget how he got back. We did that
too. I think it was somebody else that brought him back. But anyway, those are your random facts.
All right. In just a moment, you have a chance to win a $20 head start on your next visit to Food Outlet. If your car is damaged in an accident... I'll bet there were a few fender benders with people jockeying for position to see the air show and so forth. And by the way, I think the crowd Saturday was over 200,000. And they were coming in from everywhere. By the way, that's another thing Donnie Turner possesses great expertise at, is the network. If you have trouble out of town, he's the first person I'm calling.
Right.
He knows everybody everywhere. But if you have a situation locally, first of all, there's two possibilities. One, your car is still drivable. If that's fine, call your insurance adjuster, get a claim number, and get it to Donnie and Brandon Turner over at MPB so they can begin the process of ordering all the parts that need to be replaced, repainted, and repaired. And they may request a couple of photos just to make sure that all the damage is diagnosed so that they are certain of what they need to make your car look good as new, maybe better. If your car is not drivable, ask the tow truck driver to bring it to the Boulevard at East Shirley Lane. If your tow truck driver has never heard of Montgomery Paint and Body, get a different tow truck. They're obviously quite new at what they're doing and don't know any better. Because they have established themselves as the gold standard in automotive body repair. They're the group that the insurance adjusters respect locally. And by the way, even though some still try very hard, I've heard some stories lately, try very hard to persuade you to go to a different place, you don't have to do that. You don't have to do that. I don't know why they might be pushing one place over another, but if you want the best, I mean, here's the question. Do you want it done or do you want it done right? If you want it done right, Montgomery Paint and Body is always your best choice. 27 Rec with a W for the Turners on the Boulevard at East Shirley Lane. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, time for that $20 food outlet pop quiz question with Quizmaster Jay.
Earlier in Random Facts, we talked about the longest commercial nonstop flight. Name the two cities involved.
272-9228. 272-9228. We also start a brand new grand prize drawing this week, so get in on that by participating and doing a follow-up question. Again, 272-9228. Operators are standing by for your call right now. At 7:42, let's check in with Skipper.
We're very busy now all over the area. We've got a lot of cars inbound on 231 out of Wetumpka, which is typical for this time of day. I-65 and 85 loaded up, and the boulevard's getting busy as well, but no problems anywhere. You got an all clear, Montgomery, Prattville, Millbrook, Wetumpka. Nothing on any of our major arteries that are going to slow you down on the way into work this morning. McKenna Toyota has certified used cars ready for you just in time for summer traveling. It's worth the drive. McKenna Toyota, exit 212 off I-65 in Clanton. I'm Wendell J., Montgomery Skywatch Traffic.
By the way, we will play Little Kid or Drunk Adult next hour for the Seafood Bistro gift card.
Fantastic.
When we get to that. Do we have an eligible winner?
We do there with caller number one.
Steve, good morning to you.
Good morning, Greg.
How are you? Do you have the answer to our question?
I'm good. The answer would be Singapore and New York City.
New York City. Why did we do that? I forgot.
Facebook County Sauce, I believe, is what it was.
Okay. Anyway, congratulations. You have won a $20 head start on your next visit to Food Outlet. Hang on. No J-Tom this morning. Where do you go? Here's backup Steve.
Hey, good morning. Welcome back, Rich.
Thank you.
Glad to have you back.
Appreciate it.
Greg did a pretty good job with the timeline, but he didn't have that Mount Wally touch.
No school of broadcasting either. I got you.
Well, it was spring break. If you're going to be out partying, I wanted the students to have the same privilege, you see.
But, Greg, of course, your convoluted intro, you've got the monopoly on them. Always great. Always well-timed. But, Jay, I got to give you the kudo of the week, man. Those photos you sent out from that aircraft, I said, is Jay really on board this thing? And when you started talking about it, I said, oh, my gosh, I'd never do that.
I just sent you guys both, the air show from 7 years ago today. It just came up on Facebook Memories.
No kidding.
Oh, yeah, with the French flying group.
Oh,
man. Yeah, absolutely. Okay. This movie was based on a New York Times article about a prostitution ring run out of a morgue. What movie am I talking about?
You must be talking about the Night Shift. The Fonz.
Yeah, the Fonz and Shelley, Michael Shelley Keaton Long, and Shelley Long. Yeah, great movie from 82.
Yes,
if you've never seen it.
So it's all about a morgue?
Well, that's part of it. Yeah, they're running this operation out of the morgue, and Shelley Long is also a working girl in this one.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah, she is.
Wow, Little Miss America becomes a working girl.
Yeah. Like that. Yeah.
All right. Have a great eclipse day.
Appreciate
y'all take care.
All right.
Yeah.
Take care.
It is 7:46. No, I'm just doing a little paper shuffling to sound like I have something to do that matters.
I got you.
By the way, 1 in 7 Americans have no interest in this eclipse today. But we're a democracy on this show. Majority rules. And we will be at 84%, I believe. A couple of other things. I wish I could be on that Delta flight from Austin to Detroit. They're going to fly the entire path of totality. The last few seats sold for more than $1,100. I think that's a good price to have an experience like that.
Uh-huh.
Do you need to do anything to protect your pets from an eclipse? Unless your dog normally likes staring directly into the sun? Probably not. NASA running a big study today to look at how animals react to the eclipse. As the temperature drops and it gets dark, birds and other wildlife tend to act funny because they think it's nighttime. And this seems dumb, but it isn't. Could cell phone service be disrupted?
How?
Not the eclipse itself, but an influx of tourists along the path of totality could overwhelm. Look at the trouble we had sending pictures at the air show.
Was horrible. Yeah, you'll still get some of mine Wednesday, guys.
They're still out there somewhere.
Yeah.
The tourists who are coming into the path of totality are the reason we've seen so many emergency alerts about the eclipse over the last month. A lot of small towns along the path aren't used to having so many people around. Some schools around the country canceled class today.
That's true. That's very true, yeah.
I think, why not build the whole school day around this event instead? Have enough glasses for everybody to watch, explain how this works, what an incredible experience it is. And man, just last night I saw yet another lunatic with theories about things that could happen. The fact that it's going to cross the same path as the last one in 2017 over New Madrid.
It's going to cause a quake.
We had the planets in a very rare alignment on the 4th.
Yeah.
And that, you wonder if all that gravity may have triggered the New Jersey earthquake from last week. I think it was the same day. Not that I want to start more conspiracy theories. Some idiots have been telling people to just stare at the eclipse with no eye protection because, of course, they have.
Got to play Age of Aquarius here. When the moon lines up.
That's right. NASA felt the need to debunk a myth that you can't eat during an eclipse.
What?
That's like going in the pool, right? You have a sandwich, you can't go in the pool. The idea that somehow it poisons food because the radiation from the sun is different, that is, of course, not true. Few restaurant deals today. Burger King has buy one, get one Whoppers. Chili's has a free appetizer deal and pizza. That is a $12 pizza called Total Eclipse of the Hut. See what they did there?
Instead of the heart?
There are good and bad colors to wear during an eclipse. Red and green stand out in low lighting and look best in photos. Black, white, gray, and brown are the worst colors to wear. In case you're having fashion dilemmas over this thing today. Randall will be with you in just a moment. Right now at 7:49.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Truck Lines, where dump truck drivers are in demand. Wiley Sanders is on the grow. We need dump truck drivers now. Call 855-77-9785.
As far as weather along the path of totality, the best place to be is in northern New England, where there's also a snowpack. However, Varying degree of cloud cover along the, not just in the path of totality, but, you know, here in Alabama, our chances are a little bit better than other places. For instance, if you take the model average, literally 41% coverage, perhaps, at peak eclipse time of 1:59 p.m. So we'll see. We'll be in and out of viewing the eclipse. So we're in a better situation than a lot of places. Sun and cloud mix today, high 84. Dry through the evening hours tonight. Spotty showers in the overnight hours, perhaps low 61. And some widely scattered showers, a small chance tomorrow, high 79. Now, the big event of the week, a powerhouse storm system affecting us Wednesday and Wednesday night with widespread rain and thunderstorms. Locally, heavy rainfall totals. Level 2 severe weather risk, all modes of severe weather possible, high 79. And some leftover showers first half of the day Thursday before it turns nice Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Right now this morning, we'll call it partly cloudy. It's 53 now at 751.
At CBNS Bank, we've been meeting the needs of our customers since 1906. Need help setting up new business goals? Our line of commercial loans can help you achieve them. Go to cbsbank.com to find a location near you. All loans subject to credit approval, member FDIC, and equal housing lender.
I have Randall on the line. Randall, good morning.
Good morning, man. Welcome back on the weather. You were very well missed, brother.
Thank you. So, appreciate it, man.
Oh yeah, love that live feel. You know what I mean? You get to hear that heartbeat. You know what I mean? You get to feel the heartbeat, not just hear. I'm saying that backwards. But to the point, when you talk about pictures, man. Yesterday, I come down the interstate. I don't know if anybody called it or said anything about this, but. But there were people just pulling over, like the interstate wasn't no big deal. Out there, just leaning up against the car with the holding the baby and just watching the, I mean, because it was an air show for somebody yesterday. I guess they just continued on until Sunday because they put on a show yesterday, too. I mean, up down that side of the interstate. But I just want to say, people were just pulling over, taking pictures, and it was bad between Prattville and Montgomery yesterday, man. I don't know. They may have to run a state trooper down there and, you know, run folks off because it was. I ain't gonna say it wasn't dangerous because it was. And people hitting the brakes and the right lane was stopped them because people just stopped. They just stopped in the road. Like, hey, but man, you couldn't help it. It was so memorizing to look at, man. I know it's crazy Saturday, but man, yesterday was another. I just want to say they continued on yesterday and it was enjoyable, but a little dangerous out there, people. You got a baby, don't be standing on 65 watching no daggum airplane. That's stupid. But, man, other than that, I just wanted to say, that's all I wanted to say about it, man. And did you, when you was wanting to bring up a little bit of conspiracy about the shadow, have you looked into where it comes across, what name of the cities and how they match up with the revelation and all that? Did you go down that rabbit hole?
No, I did not.
Okay.
No, there's a few cities and towns that are in the path of totality, like Shadowland, Texas, Moon, Oklahoma, Corona, Missouri, Sun Valley, Idaho, and Moon Beach, New York, and Eclipse Island in Canada, which was named that after explorers saw an eclipse there in 1766. How about that?
Wow.
And the National Guard thing, the way I figured it out, the way it looked, is they expected so many people just to show up in these little spots that it could overrun and it could cause problems, and they just being like cautionary more than anything. Right. So the National Guard, I don't know how it looks to y'all, but so many videos, but man, National Guard's coming out. It's the end of the world, and they match it up to the Bible, and
it's gonna come and go, and everything's gonna be fine, Randall.
All right, back to you, Jay.
How did you know that, Randall? Because that's exactly who is next. Let's bring him in with some panache.
Thank you, Randall. Back to you, Jay. That's great. Here to tell you about the Seafood Bistro, which will open up today at 11. Eclipse or no eclipse, they're going to open their doors. They're going to cook their food there. It's going to be great for you. You got the red beans and rice and the seafood gumbo, which you're probably getting all getting cut up and fresh and everything else right now because that stuff goes in early. So it gets that flavor all in there for you. The shrimp and grits, the Seafood Bistro tacos, available for you. You can get bacon out of those shrimp and grits or boil bags if you want to do that with the egg added to it and the different flavors. They've got wings, the po'boys, the salads, and the appetizers. The list goes on, and that list can be found at their website if you go to theseafoodbistro.com or use the delivery apps that are on your phone. You'll find the menu there. 1651 Perry Hill Road is where they are, waiting for you today at 11 when they open up. 279-7500. You can use that number to call and ask any kind of questions. You know, different. You may have some interest. You know, some interest in a certain item on the menu, but need some more detail about it. Or you may just want to call and put an order in ahead of time. You can do that as well. 279-7500. If you want to see them work as they go, because they frequently post on Facebook with the reels and the stories there, like and follow them on Facebook. And don't forget to visit the Seafood Bistro online at theseafoodbistro.com.
All right, we're going to check traffic. We have the Wall Street Business Report. A lot of important numbers coming out later this week. Brant will cover those this afternoon during Happy Hour on News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Traffic is brought to you by Skipper Pools. Get pool repairs and renovations right now and have the coolest pool year-round. Call Skipper Pools at 356-0237. Skip the rest. Call the best. 356-0237.
It is 7:56.
Well, we're very busy now all over the area. We've got a lot of cars inbound on 231 out of Wetumpka, which is typical for this time of day. I-65 and 85 loaded up, and the boulevards getting busy as well, but no problems anywhere. You got an all clear, Montgomery, Prattville, Millbrook, Wetumpka. Nothing on any of our major arteries that are going to slow you down on the way into work this morning. McKenna Toyota has certified used cars ready for you just in time for summer traveling. It's worth the drive. McKenna Toyota, exit 212 off I-65 in Clanton. I'm Wendell J., Montgomery Skywatch Traffic.
With the Wall Street Business Report, I'm Bill Alexander. President Joe Biden got a first-hand look at efforts to clear away the remains of the collapsed Francis Scott Key Bridge in Baltimore as cranes, ships, and diving crews work to reopen one of the nation's main shipping lanes. Tesla is facing a new proposed class action lawsuit accusing the electric car maker of several wage and law violations against factory and warehouse workers in California, as the company is already facing allegations of workplace bias and union busting. The U.S. Department of Justice will meet with lawyers for families of victims of two fatal Boeing 737 MAX crashes that killed 346 people in 2018 and 2019, as the government decides whether to move ahead with a criminal case. A majority of workers at a Mercedes-Benz plant near Tuscaloosa, Alabama, are calling for a vote to join the United Auto Workers Union, which is on a drive to sign up non-union plants across the country. For the Wall Street Business Report, I'm Bill Alexander in Washington.
This eclipse is a once-in-a-lifetime celestial event, so that's why we're having a sale, sale, sale! Why stop at Eclipse Glasses? We've got Eclipse Hats, Eclipse Toothbrushes, Eclipse Adult Diapers, and even Eclipse Soups.
Do you have, ladles?
Oh yeah, we've got the biggest selection of Eclipse ladles on the market. Everything Eclipse at Eclipse Everything.
Do you have very lean salami?
We have 42 kinds of lean Eclipse salami. And if you put it on top of some Eclipse bologna, you've got a lunch meat Eclipse.
I can't get enough of this Eclipse.
So come to Eclipse Everything today. You'll be blinded by the savings.
Thompson Tractor is the go-to source for a complete range of the best equipment for your next construction project. Thompson Tractor also has the trusted parts and expert service you've come to expect for more than 65 years, all of which keeps your business up and running so you can focus on the work you do. And now is a great time to get the compact equipment you need, because right now, there's financing starting at 0% for 36 months on any Cat compact equipment, including skid steers and mini excavators. These machines don't sit around for long, but no worries. If it's not here, we can pull from one of our other 16 locations in Alabama and Northwest Florida. And hey, if you're not ready to buy, Thompson Rents is here so you can rent what you need. So visit ThompsonTractor.com for all the details and for the location nearest you. Thompson Tractor and Thompson Rents. We're here for you.
Now you can add the power of digital advertising to the number one reach of radio. Let Blue Water's 20 years of local advertising and marketing success show you how. Grow your business with a complete suite of digital solutions.